Surveillance importance and principles. Surveillance is traditionally defined as the systematic and ongoing monitoring of healthcare-associated infections that occur within healthcare facilities. Given this definition, it is important to consider what we just referenced, that surveillance may also take place outside of healthcare facilities, such as public health departments, and may monitor issues beyond healthcare-associated infections, such as a given population, their risk factors, etc. To observe steps or activities in the delivery of care and services or process measures, surveillance activities should cover patients, healthcare professionals, including contractors working in the facility, and visitors. Surveillance is an important aspect of an IP's responsibilities. In many jurisdictions, it is a regulatory requirement that a surveillance system is established and maintained based on state and/or national standards of practice, the healthcare facility's risk assessment, and the services the facility provides. However, it is important to remember that surveillance does not only pertain to healthcare facilities as required by regulatory and accrediting agencies. It plays a critical role in public health programs by helping to identify community outbreaks so that public health departments and healthcare facilities can react in a timely manner. All surveillance programs should be based on sound epidemiological and statistical principles. Only with properly collected and analyzed data and information can the IP and their team hope to help improve the outcomes and quality of care at their facilities. It is for this reason that IPs should be familiar with the concepts of epidemiology, as covered elsewhere. Surveillance is an iterative, ongoing responsibility of the Infection Prevention and Control, IPC, program. After each round of surveillance and activities is done, the process begins again and is improved using feedback from the prior iterations. There may be new risks to be addressed or ones that are now well managed and are less of a priority. Key point. Depending on the characteristics of the facility or entity, it is common for surveillance activities to be centralized where the surveillance activities for a large, multi-facility healthcare system may be combined under the purview of a single person or team of people instead of having individuals responsible for surveillance at each disparate location. Consistency is important in surveillance. Using standardized definitions allows for comparability in internal and external benchmarking, for example, by ensuring that changes implemented previously have achieved or are leading to desired outcomes. By using standardized definitions, surveillance can benefit the wider medical community and improve public health, especially during a pandemic or epidemic. To ensure that the collection of information and the application of criteria are standardized, IPs are responsible for providing education about these practices to the personnel who perform surveillance activities. The data and information collected during surveillance are used to describe the incidence, trends, risk factors, and etiology of healthcare-associated infections, HAIs. They identify high-risk patient populations and can be used to identify outbreaks early. Surveillance programs can also be used to assess the impact of previous interventions and to improve patient outcomes and reduce adverse events through appropriate and targeted action plans. Surveillance is a critical component in the reduction of HAIs and is facilitated using infection control information system networks with standardized methods for collecting and reporting HAIs. Example, in the U.S., the CDC administers the National Healthcare Safety Network, NHSN. Key point. Surveillance plays a critical role in identifying outbreaks, pandemics, emerging infectious diseases, multidrug-resistant organisms, and bioterrorist events so that infection prevention measures can be instituted to contain the spread. It also helps in establishing a baseline, endemic level. New surveillance methodologies have been developed to meet the changing needs of the healthcare environment. As healthcare practices have evolved and advanced, new diseases have emerged, antimicrobial resistance has increased, and the number of potential bioterrorism threats has risen, methods of surveillance have had to advance, develop, and evolve.